below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless.
And this is episode 58 of our Planet Earth series, in which we look at how space technology is helping us understand our home planet. Last Friday afternoon, Rocket Lab launched a Japanese Earth observation satellite from New Zealand. This was the 10th Electron launch this year. Now, liftoff occurred from the Mahé Peninsula at 3:05 Australian Eastern Daylight Time.
Electron is back on the pad at Launch Complex 1 as we count down to liftoff of Rocket Lab's 42nd Electron launch, a dedicated mission for IQPS called The Moon God Awakens. Liftoff is scheduled for 5 p.m. local time or 4 a.m. UTC on this beautiful summer evening on New Zealand's east coast. My name is Muriel Baker.
And I'm Prachi Saknani. It is great to be joining you today from Rocket Lab Mission Control in Auckland, New Zealand. So far, we've had a smooth count for today's launch, with operators currently giving us the green light for an on-time launch. The weather is clear, winds are low, and it is a perfect evening to send our 42nd Electron to orbit.
Launching today on Electron is IQPS, a Japanese Earth observation company using synthetic aperture radar images to map Earth. Their payload is the QPS SAR-5 satellite called Tsukuyomi, named for the Japanese god of the moon and the reason behind today's mission name, The Moon God Awakens. Today's payload will join another IQPS satellite in orbit to form part of an eventual 36-satellite constellation capable of monitoring Earth at specific fixed points every 10 minutes, even at night and through bad weather conditions. Here's more about IQPS and their mission.
The future begins in Kyushu. 1 meter ground resolution. Observe cars, ships, and other moving objects. World's first under 100 kilograms small SAR satellite. 36 satellites observe nearly anywhere on Earth in an average of 10 minutes. Different from camera satellites, radar satellites can take images even through clouds and even at dark nighttime. QPS SAR's revolutionary Earth observation data opens up an exciting new world. In the event of a disaster, QPS SAR satellites, which can observe irrespective of weather and time, are able to rapidly grasp the damage status and identify passable roads. Also, utilizing unique features of the radar, QPS SAR can detect changes of infrastructures such as roads and railways down to a few millimeters and pre-screen locations where accidents or malfunctions may occur. High-frequency observation enables visualization and stationary observation of moving objects, such as cars, ships, and planes. In addition, analyzing data, together with economic weather, and other big data, allows us to forecast national and urban economies, along with future trends. QPS SAR images can be used to quickly create and frequently update 3D maps. This map shows accurate traffic information based on changing conditions, which is critical for realizing autonomous driving. Our ultimate goal is real-time map. A world in which satellite images are available for daily personal use, just like social media. QPS SAR creates a new world by supporting people and contributing to the development of Earth and humanity. Bring space closer. QPS SAR.
We are looking forward to adding another IQPS satellite to space on today's mission. Today's mission is heading to a 575-kilometre circular Earth orbit at a 42-degree inclination to add IQPS's next SAR satellite to its growing SmallSat constellation. With its constellation, IQPS is aiming for frequent Earth observation, day and night, that can contribute to social issues such as disaster prevention, defence and environmental research.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Supersonic approaching XQ. High voltage discharge nominal. Clear at max Q.
And there you have it. Electron has cleared max Q. A beautiful and nominal mission so far. Now up 15 kilometres in altitude as the rocket reaches speeds of more than 2100 kilometres.
And that launch was successful. And wouldn't QPS be really, really useful right now in monitoring what's happening in northern Queensland? That's space technology helping us understand our planet.